first off, Dalit, thank you so much for being here. This particular interview I've been looking forward to for a long time, and I think this is going to be absolutely amazing for everyone that sees any of these videos. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to it.
Della, we discussed in our conversation we had last time about the word failure. Mm-hmm. And how much the point that failure is just that ending word. It's there's nothing beyond it. Do you believe that failure truly exists?
Actually, you know, it's really funny. I was thinking about it yesterday when I was reviewing the questions, and then I just happened to pick up one of my spiritual books, and the page I turned to had failure about it. And it really supports what I believe, which is that failure really doesn't exist. It exists if you believe it does, but if you look at outcomes, that failure is just part of the path. And so let me explain what I'm talking about. If somebody believes that they have an idea that they want to accomplish, let's say somebody has a project that they want to launch, which is something that we talked about before, and they believe that they're going to do it in a particular way, and they do whatever is necessary to do it that way, and it doesn't come out the way they planned. Maybe the launch doesn't happen at all, or maybe it doesn't have the results that the person wants. Well, some people can see that as a failure. However, and this is really important, and I want to couch this whole conversation in the idea that I see the whole world as spiritual. Mm-hmm. The universe may have a different idea as to the right and perfect way for this outcome to be achieved. So if you think it has to occur in a specific way, that's really a channel. And I think people get locked into channels, so they think that something should happen a particular way. And if it doesn't happen that way, they say, I failed. But that's really a channel. And so that channel may not be the right one. Maybe if the person accomplished it that way, that it would be a disaster. It would cause all sorts of problems for that individual and other people. So what I'd like to do is I like to look at the outcome. And so if I know, for instance, that I have created this project or this program that is fabulous and I want the world to know about it, and it doesn't occur the way I think it should, then I realize, okay, well, why is that going on? Maybe there's a false belief that I have. And that is very often what happens. People have deep down limiting beliefs that they've gotten along the way, which may be blocking their good from showing up. Or maybe it needs to come from a different way that they can't even imagine. Because when we look at life, we're seeing it from our own little perspective. Mm-hmm. And we don't know the whole picture. And I'm sure you've heard of situations or been involved in situations which people call coincidences or serendipity. Well, I believe that's the universe really taking control of the whole situation when we let it. And it will orchestrate all of the events so that you get your outcome, but it comes out as a blessing for you and everyone concerned with it versus it having to come to us through a specific channel. And if we're so geared on having it come through a specific channel, we may actually block the good from showing up at all.
Mm-hmm. You'll miss that woo. You'll miss that window of opportunity.
Well, I don't think there's only one window of opportunity. I think there are many windows of opportunity. And again, this is the way I view life, which is that you don't ever fail. So if you don't, let's say you try to get it in one way and it doesn't work out, and then you try another way and it doesn't work out. There are infinite windows of opportunity if you believe there are. And see, that's the whole thing. You have to believe that the timing is right. So if you made a mistake this time, so what? There are always infinite ways for things to happen. So that's why I don't like to use the word failure. Maybe 10 years ago, I would have considered failure. But now I really just look at outcomes and, okay, what else do I need to know? What beliefs do I need to get rid of to allow the objective or what I want to accomplish?
Mm-hmm. Like Napoleon Hill said, with every adversity is planted the seed of an equal or greater mm-hmm. benefit. And if mm-hmm. we stop and really look at the underlying positive aspect of every situation, that's specifically why I asked that question, because mm-hmm. that's our belief as well, is that there really is no failure. If you don't achieve something in the timeline or in the manner that you thought you could achieve it, did you learn something along the way? And if you learned something, you can't really use the F word.
Right. And it's funny that you say that, because I have a goal setting video. And one of the things that I had on my demo tape was that people are afraid to set goals because they're afraid of the F word. And people just like looked around at me like, what is she going to be saying? And it's failure. But again, I want to go back to, if I don't accomplish what I want, sometimes it doesn't feel really positive. I'm going to be very, very honest here. It feels really awful.
Yes.
But I recognize that there's something that I need to gain more awareness about. There's something that's inside of me that is holding me back, that is not allowing my good to show up. So I see it as a need to become more self-aware, to find out what it is that's holding me back, and to release that false belief.
Yes. Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. And a lot of the times, would you agree that a lot of the times, when a lot of people hit that F word,
mm-hmm.
That's all they think about. It mm-hmm. almost consumes them.
Yes.
To a point where depression can set in, and so on and so forth. And it's overwhelming. I mm-hmm. mean, if you take your heart and soul and you pour it into something, it could be completely overwhelming when mm-hmm. that perceived F word actually hits you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I feel the same way. But what I've done over the years is I've learned how to get out of it. For instance, I have this e-commerce business, and I was doing really well with it, and then things change and so on. And so I would see statistics that made me feel really awful. I'm going, okay, great. You know, so this is it. I could consider that it's a failure. And there were times that I wanted to give up, but then I said, no, this is not the truth. The truth is, and this is something that is really important that I would like to share with people. I really believe that when you get a good idea, any good idea that's going to help you and other people, that everything that's required for that idea to be manifested is within that idea. So if you have a good idea for a service for the world, or to help people, or a product or something, a business, that idea came from the divine, came from spirit. So it really becomes spirit's responsibility to bring it into the world, and it's using you as that channel. So I'm going to go back to this e-commerce business that I had. I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm saying, God, they're terrible. I can't do this. It's awful. Other people can do it. I can't do it. And then I had to go back into my truth, which is that I am the one who agreed to be the instrument, to be the vehicle for this to come into the world. Therefore, it is not my responsibility to make it happen. It is my responsibility to let it happen and to follow the guidance that I'm given as to what the right and perfect things are for me to do. And to look through what shows up in the physical world, because whatever shows up in the physical world is really a manifestation of what you think. And sometimes the thoughts that you hold are so deep down, you don't even know that you're thinking them. So even though you see something that appears to be a failure, you say, I see that outcome. I'm looking through what's going on right now to that outcome. Again, having that outcome there and just seeing that that's the reality and that's happening. I don't care what shows up now. That's the end result. And that's what I'm focusing on. And that's what I'm knowing is the truth. And it will show up.